Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 34. Dear Gopal, is increased pressure in the head, for example when I think hard, also a symptom of not yet integrated trauma material? I actually think I'm already symptom-free. Thank you very much for your work, including all your books. Yeah, it is a symptom of your not yet integrated trauma material. Absolutely yes. Because thinking hard and pressure in the head, if it has no representation on the outside, means that your life force is distorted. What does that mean? The natural state of what you describe happens only if you are in a situation where you don't find a solution. That means you are in danger and you cannot directly act. This is the natural situation when your life force goes to the head to try to find a solution, to use all cortical functions with maximum intensity to find a solution for a dangerous situation. But if this happens in situations where there is not this pressure, not this danger, then it's a symptom. It has no representation on the outside. It is a body state that has no representation on the outside, and that means we suffer. So again, yes, it is a symptom of not yet integrated trauma material, because it is obvious that you have this state very often, and otherwise you wouldn't write this question. The basic ways to distort the life force is to force it into the head. That is what you describe. All the energies in the mind running, thinking hard, and pressure in the head, and so on. The other possibility is to force the energy into the body. That results to symptoms and finally illnesses. And what is the natural flow? The natural flow basically is through exchange via the emotions with other people. This is the actual life force where it wants to flow. Or we could say this path is usually what is distorted. And why it is distorted? Because in childhood, the expression of what's inside of us was not 100% welcome. Our parents are traumatized. The whole society is completely traumatized and sick. So we cannot develop and unfold as it is meant for our system. So we have to distort our life, our life force, and whatever way the system has found. Your best way to deal with the childhood environment was to force it into the head. It's in a way a normal state in the sick society. What does that mean? That means we have many people who just live in the head, thinking all the time, and we have many people who are just sick and ill and have body symptoms. The cause of all that is the suppression of emotions, and that means that we are not able anymore to communicate on the emotional level how we feel. This is the cause, the starting point. And it started in the childhood. It's completely automated. For many people, completely unconscious. So you are not symptom-free. It's the symptom. And of course, there are different levels of trauma. What you describe is a certain degree of traumatization of the body-mind system. There are symptoms which are far more severe, for example, nightmares, flashbacks, and at the end we even have psychiatric diseases, yeah, at the final end. So what does that mean? It means that your mind is running to avoid an emotion or to avoid stress in the body. So if you look from this thinking back to what's in the body and you discharge it, for example, by TRE or by doing trauma work on the attachment level, the thinking will be reduced dramatically. And to give you some more understanding, the starting point for all that is that you most probably subconsciously project danger on the outside. That means danger on the people you live with. This is the starting point, the trigger for the body to create the body state from the childhood. That's how we keep developmental trauma active. This is the starting point. Subconscious projection of danger on people who are close to us. And what is danger? Danger means that the other leaves us or attacks us. So it's a possibility to look what you actually think other people do if they come close to you. There are actually only two, or let's say three possibilities. They might manipulate you, they attack you, or they leave you. Yeah, this is what we project. And if you get it, if you can put it in words exactly what you project, then you can tell that the one who lives close to you and ask if that is true. So, for example, in my mind is the idea, if I am aggressive, that you will leave me. This is a typical example. Yeah. And if this is the subconscious projection, all your movements to protect yourself have to be suppressed, and the stress that results from that has to go somewhere. And one way, into the head or into the body, and creating symptoms. So again, start by looking what you project, what you think the other will do, the threat you imagine for the future. It's not what's there, it's in your mind, a projection onto the future. And this is how it is all kept alive, the stress. And if you can express that and tell that your partner, for example, and you hear something, then it will be dissolved. We dissolve projections by communicating them. It's not about that the projection is not true. It doesn't matter if the projection is true or not. That's not the point. The point is that you as grown-ups get into contact and communication about your projections. If the other says, yes, actually it's true, if you show your aggression that makes me so unstable that I want to leave, then you have both the chance to transform if you really exchange this. Yeah, because whatever you can express, you don't have to act out. That's the trick.